זאת חוקת התורה אשר ציווה אדוני לאמור. דבר בני ישראל ויקחו עליך פרה אדומה תמימה אשר אין בה מום, אשר לא עלה עליה עול. The Torah is, it's well known that in the Torah there are different types of laws. Some laws are called chok and some called mishpat. The word chukat is derived from the word lachkok, chakika, to engrave, like engraving into a stone. That's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe says. And he says that, therefore, we learn from here that all of the all the mitzvot have to be engraved in our souls. Not just something we learn externally, but actually engraved in our soul. And I was thinking, to take that a step further, is that, you know, there's a difference if somebody writes on a piece of paper and if somebody engraves in stone. Because when you write on a piece of paper, you are adding two different materials. You are putting ink on the paper. When you engrave into stone, there's still only one material. The words are the stone itself. It's not ink on the paper. It's like the paper becomes its own words. So too in the stone, you engrave in the stone, the words are part of the stone. When you erase something, if I erase the ink from the paper, I'm still left with the paper intact. How do you erase an engravement? You can't. You erase around it. You erase the stone itself. From here we see that if a Jew wants to leave the mitzvot, he wants to erase the mitzvot from himself. It's not like he's just taking away those mitzvot and he stays himself. No, no, no. He's actually rubbing out part of his own soul. Because the mitzvot are part of his soul. So if he erases those mitzvot, he's erasing his own soul. That's why it's so many times we find that children who leave Torah and mitzvot eventually come back to it. Because it's really engraved in their souls and eventually they'll come back. And as parents, it's so important for us to try and make that known and understood, recognized by the child from the earliest age. The way of doing this is by, at the earliest age, introducing the child to mitzvot. Do netilat yadayim with him as early as you can. Shema, brachot, all the things that just get the child used to it, so it'll really be engraved and being part of him. If the child is used to seeing the father learning Torah, if he's used to seeing the mother lighting candles, if the child is used to hearing Zmirot on Shabbat and seeing the Shabbat table, that's the best part of the engravement. That's the engravement that'll be on the soul. It'll always be very, very difficult to erase. Shabbat Shalom.